Today is Thursday, September 3rd, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is U.S. Bowling League Day, and last but not least, it's National Welsh Rarebit Day, which is kind of like a cheese toast, is really what, at least that's what it looks like. It's bread with cheese on it. I think there's some other ingredients as well, but I'm not 100% sure. You know what? Let's just click on it and see, because I don't have a whole lot to talk about today. The cheesy toast was originally called rabbit in a tongue-in-cheek way in the Welsh language because there is no rabbit in the meal. It does not contain rabbit, is made with toast that has hot cheese poured over it. Over time, the dish became known as Welsh rarebit, a nod to the inside joke. So it is just cheese. It is literally just cheese toast is all it is. So I'm going to look and see real quick if we have any voicemails. I doubt we have any voicemails or text messages or anything like that. But I want to look just in case, because you never know. You never know. Let's see. I think we've already played this one. But you know what? Let's just see if this is what this is. I don't know. So let's just see. Well, I think it's a butt dial. Yeah, it's a butt dial. I don't know. It was either someone trying to be clever and playing my show in the background, or it was a butt dial. I think it was a butt dial. And it was from a number that is similar to the 479-221-9393. So I wonder if it was someone in this area, just because 479 is an area code near where I live. Oh, I shouldn't say it, because you could do some investigation and figure out where I live and come kill me. So anyway, let's just go back to talking about the cruise. We didn't finish that. So first of all, I'll say not much has been going on around here. This morning, I got up around 8:30, took my shower, shaved my face because my face needed to be shaved. And I went to the grocery store, bought some groceries, went to the gas station, got some gas, because tomorrow I have to go for the second time. And I don't remember if I told you guys about this. I'm pretty sure I did, but I have to go for the second time for my global entry. Because on Monday when I went, I forgot some very crucial stuff. Mainly, I forgot my passport, which is what I had to have to do global entry, which is silly that I forgot that, because hello, this is literally a thing that lets you come back into the United States after you've been out of the country. What do you need when you're coming back into the United States and you've been out of the country? You need a passport. So I'm not really sure why I just left and thought, oh, I'll just go and show up myself and, you know, have a driver's license and nothing else. But regardless, it is what it is. So I got gas. Nothing really else has been going on. Wednesday night I did have orchestra rehearsal, but that was pretty much just typical orchestra rehearsal. Nothing really to report there. We started out on the platform where we normally rehearse, and then the last 20 minutes or so we went to the choir room and we rehearsed the last 20 minutes or so with the choir. And then I went and got Wendy's for myself because Mark was volunteering last night at the Walton Arts Center, which is where we have our plays and Broadway musicals and stuff like that. He was volunteering for a show. All right, well, let's just talk about, I think we were on cruise day five. If we were not on cruise day five, we're either missing a day or we're repeating a day. I'm sorry. But this is where we're going to start because I'm trying to go back to where we were. So we were supposed to go to Cabo Rojo, Dominican Republic on day five of the cruise, but they had to cancel it because wind was a problem, and apparently we couldn't dock because of the wind. So instead we had another sea day. So kind of a, you know, boring. We had a lot of sea days on this trip, so it was good that we actually did Cartagena, Colombia before we got on the cruise ship, because otherwise we would have felt like we didn't have a lot of land days, we'll say. And it was a small ship, so there wasn't a whole lot to do on it. But anyway, we slept in a little bit, or I slept in a little bit. Mark went to work out. And then when Mark got back, we got ready and went to breakfast in the main dining room. Breakfast was fine. It was good. We got a Filipino waiter, and Mark likes that because he can talk to them in Tagalog, and he thinks he gets a little bit better service as well when he gets someone from the Philippines. Then we went to morning trivia and we tied for first place, but I won the tiebreaker. So we won, this says our third trivia. I'm pretty sure we won five trivias total on this excursion, on this cruise. And then after that, we stayed for Name That Tune Divas, but I think I said this before, their Name That Tunes they were doing, and this is good, because again, they're trying to cater this cruise for folks who are from Latin America. They're not really catering this cruise to people from the U.S., which is fine. My only argument was, could they have advertised that better so you know what you're getting into when you buy the ticket? But anyway, because of that, the Name That Tune, they mixed Latino artists with U.S. artists, you know, North American, South American, Central American, all that was included. And so it made it harder for us to win because, you know, the Latino folks are probably going to know the folks from the U.S., but we are not necessarily going to know the folks from other countries, from other Latino countries. So we didn't win, bottom line. Then we had airport code trivia, which Mark really wanted us to win. So we had studied. He had printed out. He didn't print anything out. We couldn't print anything. But he had, on his phone, he had a list of all the airport codes. He was quizzing me on it. He was quizzing himself on it. We won. Handily, we won the airport code trivia. Anyway, after that, we went to a game show called Battle of the Sexes. It was hosted by my favorite activity person from this cruise, Alberto. And we only watched, but it was girls against guys. I don't remember who won, but it doesn't matter. After that, we went to lunch in the main dining room. Again, we got a Filipino server. I wasn't really hungry, but I ate anyway. We saw a boy choking. So I think I did talk about this, but we saw a boy choking. And this mom was yelling like someone had stabbed her. But I can understand because her son was choking and she really wanted to make sure that he got the attention that he needed. So somebody did the Heimlich maneuver and they were able to get the food, whatever it was, out of his airway, and he was okay. But it was a dramatic few minutes in the dining room. Then we went to the Love and Marriage game show, which is always funny, and Talita, who was our cruise director, did do a better job of translating this one for us. So it was good. After that, I went to the gym, and then we did a general knowledge trivia, Taylor Swift Name That Tune, Game of Thrones trivia. There was a lot of trivia this day, and 2000s Name That Tune. So we did a lot. We didn't win any of them, but it was more crowded. I think people had learned about the trivia, and because it was a sea day, you know. Next, we went to dinner in Windjammer Buffet. Mark said it was the first time he liked it. It was barbecue. After that, we went to a show, Tango Buenos Aires. They were doing this cool number where they dance with these balls on a string. And it's called Malambo. But anyway, I enjoyed it. The performance was a bit boring, but the ball dancing was good. Loved the ball dancing. We went back to Windjammer for dessert, and then we went back to our room and watched Wheel and Jeopardy on the iPad until bedtime. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.